And so I invite you now, if you have not already done so, to close your eyes, relax in your seat, and just breathe. Take that deep, gentle breath, holding it for a few moments, few seconds, and then just gently release. And as you exhale, just let go of any thoughts, worries, or fears that might be keeping you from being fully present in this now sacred moment. No tasks, no to-do lists, nothing to block your joy, your oneness with God, for surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. And we know there is no place that we can ever be that the presence of God is not. You live and move and have your being in the divine, and the divine lives and moves and has its being within you. And so in this consciousness, see yourself as God sees you. You were created in original goodness, in the image and likeness of the divine. The only thing you ever need to sacrifice is your own fears and your own feelings of worthlessness. If anyone has ever told you are anything less than beautiful, you are anything less than whole, they were simply and decidedly wrong. Don't allow yourself to be defined by others' perceptions of who and what you are. You are a beautiful expression of God, and true joy, great joy, is part of your divine inheritance. Joy is a gift from God. It is your divine nature, built into your very being, part of your DNA. No matter what might be happening to you, or around you, or in the world, you have a reservoir of joy within. At any moment in your life, you can move to a new opportunity to claim and express your joy. With every breath, you can turn within to the Christ of your being and feel that immediate rush of joy and well-being. Jesus told us in John 5:11, "These things I have spoken to you, that joy may be in you and your joy may be complete." The truth is within you, and the truth is you are on this earth to express your joy. The joy of the Lord is your strength. And if you have allowed anything to become a barrier to that joy, I invite you now to bring it into your consciousness and be willing to release it into the nothingness which it is. And in that void, feel divine joy bubbling up within you, sweeping through every cell of your body. Know that your inner joy is expressed outward and draws yourself to ever more, ever increasing joy. For a few moments now, in the silence, claim your God-given gift of joy. And now, as a greater spiritual community, we come together to give thanks for our individual and collective joy, knowing that as we lift up our vibrations in joy, the entire universe is lifted up along with us. And we accept this now, and we are so grateful for its being. We say, in the name and through the power of the living, loving Christ, amen and amen. And now let's come together in joyously singing our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory.